vision.
Part of the community. The next idea.
Getting cities right will be very, very important, not just for the recovery, but for the long-term sustained growth.
The next idea is the media partner for Detroit Future Cities Ideas for Innovation series, exploring ways to engage Detroit leaders and the public to move Detroit forward. The conversation was about opportunities for innovation that was held at the Packard plant earlier this month. Let's explore some of these ideas as we say hello to Dan Kincaid of Detroit Future City. So good to have you with us, Dan.
Thank you.
In the context of Detroit, Dan, what do you mean when you use that word innovation?
Well, I think, you know, for us, we mean this is really about doing things differently. It's fundamentally about moving beyond business as usual. Many folks kind of get caught up in a certain idea of technological advancement, et cetera, fairly narrow definition. But for us, this is really about something that can empower all of us as Detroiters to transform our liabilities into assets. It's about just seeing those opportunities differently than we might have in the past.
And why is it so important to get across this idea of innovation to Detroit's community leaders?
Because in many ways, I think what Detroit has done in the past has been tied to a very conventional model of investment, of a kind of situation in an economic evolution in which firms grew and population grew to great sizes that were relatively unmanageable. We struggled with a number of social and equity issues. There are certain policy implications that came through at a federal level that really impacted us negatively in Detroit. And it all kind of disintegrated in a way that has really left many of us today as Detroiters a little bit bewildered. And I think for most of us, we recognize that the same, you know, theories and philosophies that led us in some of those directions are not going to serve us now. And that, in fact, we need to see things fundamentally differently. We need to see things in a way that can begin to shape equity. It can shape opportunity, can shape a sense of place. The things that in many ways we feel we've not had enough of in Detroit's past.
Dan Kincaid, I would really like to get you to highlight some examples of Detroit innovation that really excite you. What are some of the new things that you see happening in the city's neighborhoods?
Yeah, there's so much out there, and I think so little of it is really discussed. If you look at it through a number of different levels, there's just a lot. We're seeing ways in which folks are identifying opportunities for community solar programs. You look at what Beltline Solar is developing on the Near East Side along the Mount Elliott corridor, identifying available land and available former industrial structures to begin to provide renewable energy through solar power and photovoltaics to the community, providing that in a way that we've really not seen in the past here. Think about the work that Detroit Sidewalk Festival of Performing Arts, the way that they do their program where they come in, work with the community, particularly in Brightmoor, shape really dynamic events that animate city streets. They create a completely different environment that demonstrates to folks the intrinsic value of the public space that's actually in our neighborhoods. Or, you know, more pointedly, in some things that I think we talk about quite a bit in the city, but perhaps not in more explicit ways, is the idea around urban agriculture. And if you think about broader networks that are forming through organizations like Keep Growing Detroit, a network that informs, empowers, and supports others to create a healthier and, from their perspective, a more food-sovereign Detroit with our vacant land. And when we look at this in the analyses that we've done in Detroit Future City, particularly during the planning, we see that if we can reutilize our vacant land for food production, we can be the first food sovereign city globally. That's significant. We have opportunities in Detroit that other cities simply do not.
Lots and lots of good ideas and a lot of examples of innovation going on here. So I wonder, what does someone have to do if they have an idea to help change their little corner of Detroit, but they really don't know where to go to make it happen?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we're trying to provide in here, is to allow people to see the broader ecosystem of folks that are doing these things and to realize how accessible it is, to understand where those networks exist, to understand that within their communities, certainly there are great institutions and groups that they can reach out to, from a Community Development Advocates of Detroit to a Detroit Future City to a range of folks within the district managers' offices of the city and their council members, now that we're in an at-district system. There's also groups, I mentioned Keep Growing Detroit, there's these networking groups that really open their doors literally and then digitally to many folks so that they can understand how they can contribute to what's happening. I think there's just been a really very recent democratization of the information that goes along with these kind of things. It's, a lot of it's available electronically. A lot of it has been seen, right? There's precedents that are popping up. And so I think many folks are becoming more and more aware of what's possible. But our event itself, and particularly this broader series around innovation, is intended to expose more folks to that.
And with that in mind, tell us, Dan, why it is so important that people get involved. Why we can't just leave it up to our leaders, to city officials and business owners and foundations and nonprofits.
Well, you know, each of those groups plays a really critical role. But for us at Detroit Future City, we've always felt that the challenges that we face in Detroit require everyone to contribute. In many cases, the folks that you've mentioned also have done a lot in the past, but we know that you know, where we exist today, we need to leverage some of the value that those groups bring and translate that into a resident focus and allow this level of innovation and particularly the transformation that can come out of it to really permeate the city overall. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough capital to do otherwise. This isn't something that can trickle down, let's say, right? This is something that has to kind of roll up. And we think that this is a great opportunity for all Detroiters to really share in the city's future.
Your next event's going to be moderated by Sarah Hewlett, who's our assistant news director here at Michigan Radio, and it's going to focus on Detroit's neighborhoods. What do you have planned?
Well, it's going to be a really good event. It's going to be on June 25th at Northwest Activity Center in Detroit, 6:30 to 8:30, a little bit different time than we normally have. Our keynote speaker for this is going to be Gil Penulosa, a really dynamic leader who's done some really powerful work coming out of Central America as a mayor, has led a real big charge on equitable access to recreational facilities and has talked a lot about public space and the use of public space, and particularly understanding how mobility and public space kind of come together. He's going to provide a keynote. He's going to be here as part of a week-long series of events that he's doing in the city. And as we come out of that conversation with him, which if anyone's heard him speak in the past, he's a really stimulating speaker, we're going to come out of that with three work sessions that will begin to expand on the themes that Gil has laid out and really begin to see how they can apply more directly on the ground in our neighborhoods.
And again, that'll be June 25th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Northwest Activity Center in Detroit, moderated by Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett. Dan Kincaid, Detroit Future City, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.